Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. If you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brian Matamor is here too. Brian's a great member, 7-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of the Matamor Group. He is a co-founder of the chief idea guy over at Growth Engine Innovator Agency. And he's the author of a bunch of books, including 21 Days to a Big Idea, also Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Through Creative Breakthroughs. And he's our good friend Brian. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. Yeah, as you're reading those, I remembered that I think both of those books were launched on your show. So
oh, yeah.
Thank you for that.
We did, and we expect to launch the next one, too. So thank you. Hey, Brian, I was telling the audience before you got here about how over the years you've basically introduced us to the concept of ideation. Many of us have heard it before, but you did a good job of helping us understand what it was. And I was just pointing out that, you know, it shouldn't be hard. It's not complicated, but it isn't always easy to get the best ideas out of our own heads or our people and get them, you know, orbiting around us like electrons so we can do something with them. But now you're adding a new degree of difficulty to this. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not a big leap to say, gosh, we have to do virtual ideation now. I mean, I had...
Say it ain't so, Brian. I mean, we're just now figuring out how to do it face-to-face. Now you want us to do it with animal shadows on the wall, for goodness sake.
Yeah, you're right. It's out of necessity, right? I mean, we had 10 projects go away, in-person sessions.
Wow.
And so it's like... So one of our clients called and said, could we do it virtually? And we've done some of this over the years,
yeah.
But now it was of necessity. And what's interesting is that it's working and that, there are actually some advantages to it. Clearly there are disadvantages, but there's some non-obvious advantages. You know, obvious ones are social distancing, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and people not having to travel. But there are advantages. And, you know, one of which is you can, you know, they're shorter. Right? You do 2.5 hours. People are online. That's a big advantage. The other big advantage is you can have soak time. So you break them up into pieces. You do them mm-hmm. over time, rather than a 2-day strategy session. Right? And the third big advantage is what we call soak time. People can think about the ideas between these 3 or 4 sessions, and get more ideas. So.
And you can record them for posterity. You can go back and listen again. Right?
Yeah, that's really well said. We just did 4 of them, and they recorded those, and we sent those recordings to folks, and that helped them get ready for the next one. So, you know, it's
it saves wear and tear on the body. It saves expenses.
It absolutely
expands your market. I mean, you could be. I'm sure. If not already soon, you know, you're going to have a client in Singapore or Sydney or whatever that maybe it wouldn't have made sense for you to fly there or whatever. And now,
absolutely.
Yeah,
this is the old guy doesn't want to travel retirement plan here.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly right. Yeah, I can relate.
No, so it just makes it easier. It also puts more pressure, frankly, on me, the facilitator, because you have to, you know, you don't have the, you know, body cues and kinesthetic cues, and it's harder to read what's going on with people. But that being said, you know, the technology now is quite good. I mean, the mm-hmm. technology is finally caught up where these are viable. When we tried to do these, you know, 10 years ago, they weren't, it wasn't really viable. But now with Zoom and Microsoft Teams, et cetera, you know, you can do team breakouts, and the team breakouts are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so it's in place. We've been showing that it's working, and the last four I did, the client said to me, "Geez, I didn't think this was going to work."
Right.
and who knew? But it does. And
well, that's exactly right, because we're in a we're in a demographic time era where a whole lot of 20th century baby boomers, owners and managers, would not have made this kind of a shift on their own. They're still headquarter thinking, still I need my chickens under my wings thinking, and a lot of them, some of them aren't going to make it. Some of them just won't be able to handle it, and they'll shuffle off into retirement. But a lot of us would have to say, you know, who are saying, you know what, this is the new reality, and Brian, I'll tell you, I've had several CEOs on my show say to me essentially, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million a year in rent.
Well, yeah, and I hate to say it, even for us, our small little company, we're saying, gosh, we can do this virtually, and we can go out to very expensive lunches, you know, instead of paying for our
exactly.
You know, our office rent. So, you know,
The virtual ideation part, though. I mean, we've got the logistics, we've got the technology, we've got all that done. It's being adopted, but how does ideation happen virtually?
Well, yeah.
What's the
one of the keys is, well, the difference is that you know, you do team breakouts. You can have exercises, so the wish technique or worst idea or silly idea or questioning assumptions. If you do it very simply, you can do that, and people can go to these quote breakout rooms. You know, and so if you have 25 people in the meeting, you have 5 breakout rooms. Electronically, they go to these rooms. They have these triggers there. They have stimuli. You know, we're working on a new packaging session, and so we had stimuli or pictures from nature to trigger different packaging ideas, and those were set up in the breakout rooms. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's what you would expect, but now the technology can really deliver on it. And those people generate ideas, and then after a certain time, predetermined time, they come back to the main group. They present their ideas, and people build on them. So basically, the practice is
the same. You don't really have to change the underlying steps or methodology. It's just it's done in a different dimension, you could say.
You're right, and part of my responsibility as a designer of this thing is to keep it simple, so people aren't saying, now what button do I put? How does this work? And you know, you kind of keep away from
unmute.
It. The other thing I do is I require that the technologist be on the session the whole time.
You got to have,
because I don't want to be. Yeah, you got to have that.
Clunky is not good. Hey, Brian, I need your website quickly, please.
So it's growth-engine.com.
Growth-engine.com. We're going to come back and talk about some other ideas, including how to pivot. Can you pivot as we move off into the new regular post-pandemic era? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.